RDU 98.5, and you are listening to The Breakfast Buffet. My name is Bex, and in the studio here today, live, I have got Mim Jensen. Mim, how are you feeling?
I'm good, man. It's early, though. How are you?
Dude, I'm good. It is pretty early, though. It is pretty early. Exciting week for you coming up. You've got a show on Friday.
I do. I'm playing at Space Academy for my EP release.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. So, Shadow of the Gift, how does it feel for it to finally be out?
It feels good. It feels so good to have it out. I mean, it was like a year in the making. It's always like scary, you know? Like with your sophomore EP, like you just never kind of know how it's going to go until you do it, but it feels good and I'm really excited to finally bring these songs to the people live.
Live. Oh no, I love that. Is there anything that, you know, audiences should kind of be on the lookout for at the show? Is there anything secret in mind happening?
There actually is. Ooh. Yeah, great intuition there. Yeah. No, I've been plotting. I've been scheming. I've been thinking of creative ways to diversify the live performance for the fans.
Yeah.
All but right. I'm sorry. I can't give anything away right now. But just I guess they'll just have to buy a ticket and find out, won't they?
Okay. Well, where can people buy tickets then, Mim?
Through my website.
Oh.
MimJensen.com or Under the Radar.
Under the Radar, yes. No, okay, sick. And so what do you reckon, I know this is it might be a boring question for you, but what do you think has been your pivotal track off the EP? Means the most to you?
That's a tough one because I feel like Past Life and PTP are both kind of really special to me. Like, all the songs are special, like they're all my babies, but I mean, for different reasons. Like, PTP has been my favourite to play live just because of the symmetry between the band and the end is just so fun to break into. But then Past Life, it's very dear to my heart, so that one as well. I can't choose.
Yeah, that's a hard question. I shouldn't try and make you choose. No, but you've been getting quite a lot of radio play over in the US as well as lots of support from student radio over here. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels amazing. I'm so grateful for all the support that I've received. It feels really special to be played over in the US. Like, It's great though, I mean, because the US is like a dream for me to head over there and play. So, you know, it's good.
It's good.
It's foundation building, right?
She's building that foundation. Now, is there anything that, like, you know, fans, because you seem to have quite a lot of people that are excited about this EP and about this show. Is there anything that people can look forward to later on in the year?
Yes.
But is that not the secret?
that's actually not the secret. Like I said, buy a ticket and find out. But there's gonna be more music. There's gonna be just more exciting things to come, you know. I can't give away too much.
No.
But like I said, I'm plotting, I'm scheming.
She's
like,
plotting and scheming.
I'm here to deliver. Okay.
Yeah.
Like this is what I'm here for.
Yeah.
And if I can promise people anything,
yeah,
it's that I'm going to be delivering this year, so.
Dang, she's coming in with some fierce energy. I like it. I like it. Really quick, before we play your great track, Past Life, you, on your social media, it seems like you're doing a lot of cartwheels. What do you want to explain this a little bit more?
Look, you know, this past month, I've been learning a lot of new things. Like a lot of new things. I'm getting stronger. I'm training, you know, like I'm training because I'm very serious about what I do. So yeah, I've been plotting, I've been scheming, you know, I've been building muscle. You know, it's all for the greater good, a higher purpose.
Yeah.
What was the question again? Sorry.
Do you know what? I think that answers it perfectly. It was just about the cartwheels theme seems to be happening on your socials.
Yeah. You see, without giving away too much, you know, it's pivotal in what I'm about to cook on Friday and the Saturday after. So, like I said, buy a ticket and And you'll find out.
All right. Well, RDU 98.5, if you have just tuned in, this is The Breakfast Buffet, and it is 8:36 a.m., and my name is Bex, and I am interviewing Ototahi songstress Mim Jensen. We are just covering and chatting about her latest EP and her wee tour that she is going on. But what we're going to do now is we're going to play her great track off her latest EP, Shadow of the Gift. It is Past Life.